While many residents routinely return empties for refunds, Pavlov emphasized that a few realize the scale and expense required to keep the system running smoothly. Distributors reportedly process more than 3.8 billion containers each year, with costs exceeding $60 million annually. Supporters of the measure say that the added financial relief will help sustain the infrastructure that has long contributed to reducing litter and promoting recycling statewide. The bill has cleared the House and now awaits consideration in the Michigan Senate. And a sweeping new energy proposal in Lansing is setting up a sharp policy shift and a political clash over how Michigan powers its future. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville is throwing his support behind House Republican-led plan aimed at reshaping the state's energy strategy with a clear message: bring costs down and make the grid more dependable. Alexander argues that recent energy policies pushed through in 2023 leaned too heavily on aggressive clean energy targets, leaving everyday residents footing the bill. According to him, utilities have already poured billions into compliance efforts, costs that ultimately show up on monthly statements. The result, he says, is tighter household budgets and growing concerns about grid reliability during peak seasons. The newly introduced legislation seeks to reverse those mandates and replace them with what supporters call a balanced energy approach. Instead of strict requirements, energy providers would have more flexibility in how they generate power, so long as their plans pass a key test: affordability and reliability. Under the proposal, the Michigan Public Service Commission would take on a stronger watchdog role, scrutinizing whether energy plans actually keep the lights on during high demand periods and whether they keep costs in check for consumers. Plans that fail on either front wouldn't make the cut. Another major piece of the plan targets transparency. The legislation aims to eliminate a controversial funding mechanism that critics say allows money from utility bills to be redirected towards outside advocacy efforts and legal challenges, costs that can circle back to ratepayers. Supporters believe the changes could deliver meaningful relief, with projections suggesting families might save hundreds of dollars annually if the plan becomes law. The bill, now headed to the House Energy Committee, signaled the start of what's likely to be a heated debate over Michigan's energy direction, with affordability, environmental goals, and reliability all hanging in the balance. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on with more local news in Lansing, Michigan lawmakers have moved forward with a bipartisan effort to ease the financial strain of healthcare costs, approving a package of bills designed to curb medical debt and reform how it's handled. The legislation targets several pressure points for patients. It would place limits on how much interest can be charged on medical debt, tighten rules around collection practices, and require hospitals across the state to offer financial assistance programs similar to those already used by nonprofit providers. Supporters from both parties say the changes are long overdue. Republican Senator Jonathan Lindsay of Coldwater argued that medical bills have become an outsized burden for many families, often turning unexpected health crises into lasting financial setbacks. Democratic Senator Sarah Anthony of Lansing pointed to the scale of the issue, noting that hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents are currently working to pay off medical-related debt. She said the goal is to intervene before those bills spiral into long-term financial damage. In a related effort, Lindsay is also backing separate legislation that would require hospitals to be more transparent about pricing, giving patients clear information about the cost of care before they receive it. If enacted, the reforms would mark a significant shift in how medical debt is managed in Michigan, with the aim of reducing its long-term impact on households statewide. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.